Thank you very much, Mr. President, and our delegation also wishes everyone a happy Nowruz and is thankful for the lovely gift of pistachios that has been provided to delegations. Of course, we also thank the two panelists for their interesting presentations. Indeed, our delegation would agree that probably the best way of getting to disarmament is redundancy. We are also confident that the nuclear weapon states have realized that you don't need 10,000s of nuclear weapons to create a credible deterrent. Hopefully, there will also be a recognition that even thousands of nuclear weapons or nuclear warheads are needed to provide a credible deterrent. We are looking forward to the day, at least as an interim basis, where states will create truly minimal levels of nuclear weapons for deterrence and then ultimately reach a goal of zero. Of course, to get there, as we have heard from other delegations, it will take much effort. The international community has multilaterally created a framework to get there, you know, including the NPT, the CTBT, and hopefully we can also eventually proceed with a treaty on fissile materials, perhaps balanced against a treaty on negative security assurances to take account of the diverse interests of states in the in the CD. We believe that is much more realistic than attempting to negotiate a full set of treaties that would amount to what delegations refer to as a comprehensive and balanced program of work. If we can focus on two issues, that might perhaps allow us a further breakthrough. That said, history tells us, and I don't know if that's going to change, that effective and direct reduction of nuclear arsenals doesn't really happen in a multilateral setting like the CD. Real disarmament of nuclear warheads has taken place essentially bilaterally in the past between the United States and the Soviet Union. And from that perspective, we would expect that the United States, Russia, and China, as the biggest nuclear powers, get together and show leadership when it comes to nuclear disarmament, that they get to a level of a credible minimum nuclear deterrent, which is much lower than what's in place now. And then eventually we also hope, of course, that the other possessor states and nuclear weapon states would join in to further reduce and get us to zero. So given that historical reality that we haven't been able to do a reduction, to get to a reduction of nuclear warheads in a multilateral setting, really like the CD, the question to the panelists that we would have is, what can non-nuclear weapon states do to encourage those who have nuclear weapons to reduce their arsenals and to eventually get to a zero, given that historically we had this challenge of not doing this in the CD or in other multilateral settings? Thank you very much.